Clark Vealey, Capitanical.
Hi, Clark. It's Nadine. You've been busy there.
Yes. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. We're approaching closer to the weekend.
All right.
So
excellent.
I know you
talk to me.
Yeah, so I know you told me to give you a call between 3 and 5, and I figured, well, maybe he's still out on a job. I know how that can be at times. So I did want to at least follow up with you what we were discussing this morning.
Excellent. I'm just actually driving home at the perfect time.
Okay, perfect. So I'm assuming you didn't get a chance to look at the email I sent, right?
Not yet. I will tonight.
Okay. Okay, no worries. So I did send everything over to you in writing. This way you could see it all there, you know, everything that is included in our program, okay?
Excellent.
When we were talking, you and I were discussing our Premier Platinum package, right?
Okay.
Which, yes. Just to kind of go over with you, what that does is it gives you two spotlight positions that are on the first page of Google, okay?
Excellent.
So what we would do is list you there on the first page in the local map, but also at the top of the page, which is in the Google Ads, okay? Because that's what's going to help you also target outside of your local area. You could be very specific to the zip codes or the county that you want to target or by mile radius, whichever you prefer, okay?
Okay. And
now,
how many zip codes? Do I get a certain amount of zip codes?
You know, I could tell you this as, like, I always like to jot down at least 10 at the very least, but I mean, that's just what I jot down. You can get up to, even if you wanted, up to 100-mile radius if you wanted to cover. So,
yeah.
I mean, typically.
Is that more money per month?
No. It's included in that package. Included.
Excellent. Okay. That's good.
Now, also, as I was taking a look here, so, you know, I noticed that when I did a search for your company, I noticed that there was a phone number associated with another Google profile page.
My Demand a Drone?
Yeah, that's
another company. I have like four businesses. I have Rock City Sports Cards. I have Vealey Property Management. I have Demand a Drone, which is a commercial drone company I opened up when I was living in Texas. I have a cab mechanical, and I just opened up a trucking company, a JNC conveyance with the Spanish woman, which we got a government grant and government contract to deliver mail. I could not pass up on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know you can get quite a few. I know with, like, when we're talking keywords and keyword phrases, right, the local map, you get 17 to 20. With the Google Ads, you get up to 50. With the zip codes, there's a lot.
You mean like hot water tank, faucet?
Yeah, it could be like
stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, so either
keyword
phrases. There's yes, correct.
And I was thinking when we were talking earlier, you were telling me you want to put some of your bread and butter calls on here, and some of those are like kitchen faucets, bathroom faucets, hose spigots. These are things that people need replaced, especially. A long time ago, they don't build stuff like they used to. Everything used to be made out of brass and steel, and it lasts forever. Nowadays, nothing's built to last. That's why everything's a little bit cheaper. So everything's made to be replaced or rebuilt. So these are easy service calls, I guess, that need to be on there as well instead of big jobs all the time.
Absolutely. And we'll be very specific to those. Now, as we were also discussing, so what we do is we also create that content for you on Bing as well. Okay, so you'll be listed on Bing. We'll also list you on other popular directories that are in your area. Okay, you don't have a Facebook page set up, right, for the business?
No, I do not. I'm so old school. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you have a personal Facebook, though?
No, I do not. I don't do anything on social media.
No worries. It's okay.
Now, other people have asked me. I've dated people that tell me you could, but then they said, how could you possibly take on any more work? So I did just buy another truck and hire an employee. So I'm out here now looking for more work. So you had perfect timing
to
come over and start bringing these leads. So I'm very interested.
Absolutely. So in addition, what we'll do is we'll submit you to popular directories that are in your area. Just a few of those to mention, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, those are just naming a few, okay?
Yes.
Now, I know you don't currently have a website, right? Not for this business. Okay.
No, not for this business.
We're going to build you a website. Now, it's Google compliant, mobile friendly. It's a one page, five tab. We'll add pictures, mission statement, bio about your business, listing your services, areas that you're servicing, and we're going to anchor that website where we list your company, okay? We're also going to include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we're going to give you that exposure as well on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're pretty much covering all of your bases, okay?
That's huge, yeah.
So that package, as I mentioned to you earlier, we're offering it, which is a discounted rate. It's a rate that'll never change on you, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It's always going to be the same price, okay? $4.99 a month. That's it, okay? Now, the only thing, and I'll be transparent.
That's your highest package?
No, we have other packages. So what we do here, okay, just so you know, we start you off at a minimum with the $4.99 package, right? What we do is we allocate $300 of that to your Google Ads, okay?
Okay.
Which is plenty, I think, to start for the minimum. But let's just say, Clark, you want to increase that. You want to allocate, let's say, $600 a month to your Google Ads. So you would add the $300 additional to the $4.99. So then you would be, if you're paying $7.99, you're actually allocating $600 of that to your Google Ads. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, so that's almost more worth it.
Yeah. So
I got to grow into that a little bit. I think I have some time before I get there.
Exactly. But I want you to know that's always an option for you, right?
That's
we want to make sure... Yeah, we want to make sure that definitely, and that's why I always say start with this package. Later on down the line when you want to allocate more, we can do that, okay? That's at your discretion, okay? One thing I wanted to clarify, because I saw that there was an email, V-I-E-L-E, and then clark@gmail.com. Was that a good email for you?
That goes right to my cell phone. That's perfect. If you want me to get something right away, that's the one you send it to.
Okay. Let me send it to that one. I think, I thought I did, but I guess I might have misspelled it.
and I did not open up any emails today. I've been going crazy. I'm just walking in, and I got a puppy with a cone on its head, so I got a little bit of household stuff I have to take care of before I can sit down and make dinner and go over that email.
Okay. No worries. So I'm going to send that email to you, and then it's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google Advertising in the subject part of the email.
Someone called me from Local Splash not too long ago.
I saw that one of my representatives called you, and I'm like, I'm already speaking with him, so please do not call him.
Don't worry about it. I got you back. I'm old school. I'm very loyal, Nadine. You're going to find that out.
Well, yeah, I mean, either way, he would have had to have transferred the call to me. I actually had notated it that this, I was working with calling you. So.
I like dealing with you. I want to deal with you. I like the bros, but I like Nadine better today.
Well, I wish my husband felt like that. Sometimes he says I'm a nag.
he did at one point, remember?
Well, you know what? I tell him, I go, wait a minute. At one time, you thought I was the, you know what? And then he goes, well,
meow.
Right. He's all, well, honey, you are. But sometimes, like, he's all, you're constant. And I'm all, because I'm your wife. You know what I mean?
It's better to have a strong, independent woman that's on it than one that's lazy and slacking and not on it. Believe me, it's a big difference.
You know? I will tell you this, my husband, he's been through a lot. He has gone through cancer, chemo.
Oh,
I mean, he's a survivor.
My father passed away of cancer. Good for him. I hope you guys do well. It's a tough thing
for
a family to go through.
It is. He's actually in almost at his 3 years remission. He had kidney and colon cancer. They removed the kidney. He was good on that. Colon cancer, they got that taken care of, but the one kidney, chemo killed it. So now he's on dialysis, right? We joke around. We call him Nine Lives. I got to make it kind of happy for him, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so funny because he's like, what's going to happen to you if something happened to me? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'll survive. I mean, one way or another, I'm going to have to, you know? And
yeah,
he's like, I just worry about you. And I'm like, and I thought that was the sweetest thing. I'm all, but are you worried about me now? Because you say I nag.
How funny.
I sent you the email, Clark. Okay, it should be in your inbox already. If you don't see it right away, just check your promotional or your spam, only because you've never gotten an email from me, but it'll say Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
I got one more question. So
yeah.
I'm booked out for 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
When I do this, do we want to get the ads on before or as soon as you make this thing, they're going to start popping up? Is this something
Let me
want to wait till I'm freed up? Because I have a kitchen remodel.
No.
2 bathroom remodels, and then I have a job on Geneva Lake. So I'm going to be about 4 weeks before I can take on another job.
Let me tell you how it's going to work. Let me tell you how it's going to work, okay? Once we get you set up, you and I, we're going to schedule you a client interview. This is going to be with one of the technicians. I like to see that's where the magic's going to happen. I do like to believe it's with me, but it's not. So in that client interview, this is super important that we get you through that, because the client interview, they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about your website, your Google ads, the areas we're targeting, your keywords. So they're going to go over more in detail with you, okay?
Yeah.
From that client interview, within 6 to 10 days, we're going to get you PIN verified. So you're going to get that PIN code in the mail from Google. One thing I'm going to tell you, though, okay, I'm not sure where we're going to have that PIN code sent to, because just to let you know, we cannot send it, have it sent to an address that you've already PIN verified a business at, because what it's going to do, it's going to flag you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have an address that you could have that PIN code sent to where they'll let you just get the PIN code? The address isn't going to show on Google because we hide that address.
So do you want my house?
It could be your home address, yeah, because it's your home office. No one's going to see your address. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
As long as you've never received a PIN code there for any of your other businesses, then yes, we can use that address, okay?
Nope, we've never done that before. I always
Perfect.
Do it to my office.
Awesome.
So we'll do 2735 Mount Reed Boulevard.
2735, and what was that?
Mount Reed Boulevard.
Mount Reed.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
4616.
MOUNT?
Yep, MUNT, then READ.
Oh, there it is. I was spelling Reed wrong. Okay, duh, Nadine. Okay, and that's 14616, right? Okay. So when you're going to get the PIN code within 6 to 10 days, it's going to come from Google, right? Now, within 5 to 7 days, we'll have you listed within all the directories. We're going to send you your login credentials so that way you can start logging in and tracking your results with us, okay?
Excellent.
7 to 14 days is when your Google Ads will be up and running and your website will be completed. We'll send it to you first.
I do want to get it started as soon as possible then, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I'm sharing the timeline, because the website, once we complete it, we'll send it to you to review it to let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. When it comes to the local listing there in the local map section, that can take between 30 to 45 days. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it at times where it's happened sooner, okay? But that's why it's better for you to do it now, because by the time it's already up, I mean, you're already taking work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the great thing about this is you can be very selective on what work you want to take, because you're not being charged per phone call. It's a flat rate.
That's great. So I can literally pick and choose any job I want.
Yeah, you could be selective.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and get it set up? Give it a shot?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me give you my credit card. Let's
okay.
Let's do this.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. If you take a look at your phone real quick, I sent you 3 text messages.
You did. I had you on mute. I thought I was talking to you for the last couple minutes because I was getting beeps. And I was like, son of a gun. And I just looked at my phone. So why didn't you answer me? I just got all of them, Nadine. Local Splash, video clipboard. Thank you so much.
I can't stop laughing. Oh, my God.
He's freaking Italian. Don't just talk to anything.
It's okay. My brother-in-law's Italian. You know what? He's like, you know what? He's all, we were the loudest family on our street.
I
started laughing. I said, it's the same thing in my house. I love Italians. You know what? I think that in my past life, I was Italian because that is my favorite food is Italian food. I've always wanted to go to Italy.
Oh, we got to get you out there.
I think I was Sicilian back in the day.
That's where my parents were born, in Sicily.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what my favorite movies are then.
Oh, yeah, Goodfellas, Godfather.
Godfather. I watch, I swear, but I tell my husband, we're doing a Godfather, you know, Goodfellas binge right now, and he's like, oh, God, here we go again.
He loves it. Everyone loves a gangster.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the 3 text messages that I sent you, Clark, one has my contact information. This way you always have it. The other one is customer service. Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service, okay? We are here Monday through Friday, except not this Monday. We're off, okay? But typically we're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're here 10 to 7.
10 to 7, okay. 10 to 7.
Okay, awesome. Now, I also sent you a link to a YouTube video. It's about six minutes long. Just make sure to watch it when you have some downtime. It's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your reports with us. It's super simple, nothing complicated, I promise, but I want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Perfect. Do it tonight.
And then I also sent you an email with just an overview of how the reports look so that way you know how it looks. It'll say client dashboard and analytics, okay? Now, the name on the card that you're using, is it your name, the business name, or in both?
I'm going to give it to you my name,
okay.
The card I got on me right now.
Okay.
Just to get us going here. Then I will probably end up switching over so I could write it off through the business.
If you do, just let us know 3 business days before the next billing so that way we can switch the card.
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
So how does your name read on the card, Clark?
Clark A. Dealey Jr.
V-I-E-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it just JR for Junior?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Every time I hear Clark, I think Clark Kent.
Yeah. And
I think Superman.
My dad grabbed all of her sons.
You're like, I am Superman.
Feel like it sometimes on the top.
Right. Now, the number that clients are going to contact you on, is that going to be the 585-943-1418?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that'll be the number that we'll also reach you at. And then I have the company name, just because I want to verify this first. You want it listed as capital C. Is that lowercase a, lowercase v, or should they be all caps?
It's C-A-V. That's my initials, Clark Anthony Dealey.
Okay. So we'll make them all caps, right? Because
yes,
in the company
yes.
name, it didn't show it like that. Okay. So C-A-V, yes, mechanical yes. contractors, right?
Perfect.
Okay. And then I know you said the address is 2735 Mount Reed Boulevard, Rochester, New York, 14616, right?
Perfect.
Okay. Is that the same billing address as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Excellent. 4238-3845-4823.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. I think I might have messed up on the first 4. You said 4238?
4258.
58, okay. So 4258-0845-3845. 3845 and then 4823, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
0526.
05 of 26. Let's see here. And then what's the CVV code on the back?
969.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, that's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So what it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you, Clark, that we'll send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, you just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I will go back and I will review it and then rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Excellent. I appreciate that.
Okay. Of course. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cav Mechanical Contractors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Clark Bealey Jr., owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, now we know that sometimes you're in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you respond at least within 24 hours, okay?
Okay, yeah. Just say that now, I can take the job or not do the job, right?
Yeah, and yeah. Sometimes we'll call you just to give you an update on your account. So we're just saying that just give us a call at least within 24 hours, you know, when we call you, because sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job, okay? Now, also keep in mind that you might start getting calls, you know, because you have more online presence. You might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money. If you get a call like that, someone trying to charge you $5, $50, oh, we need to fix your profile, you take down their number. Do not entertain that phone call. Call us with that number, so that we can go ahead and handle it on our end, okay?
Excellent.
So we're
Thank
never
going
to call you for more, all right?
Yep. Now, there for support.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, and if you get a call like that, take down the number and just disconnect. Don't even entertain it and just call us and say, hey, this number just called me trying to charge me more money for my profile page, and then we'll take care of it on our end, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Awesome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, what does that say? That part I didn't understand.
Yeah, let me explain. I always explain this one. So what we're saying is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know, so this way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to.
So I did sign up a month or two ago for Angie's Leads.
That's
fine.
I
was not happy with it, and they credited my money back, but I might still be in their system because I'm still getting random calls.
They're not part of our network. So you're okay. They're not part of our network. If you were to tell us, hey, I'm going to sign up with Yelp, we would tell you don't do it because we're already submitting.
We're already Yelp. Yeah, gotcha. Perfect.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 2nd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So, Clark, your next payment will be charged on October 2nd, 2022, in the amount of $499. Okay? So once the term is completed, the agreement is going to be a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $499. Okay? However, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is going to be the customer service number that I sent you. Okay?
Okay.
So,
but I pause or freeze the account sometimes. Say I get a big job and I'm tied up for 3 months or 4 months.
Absolutely.
I go out of town for my drone
business.
Absolutely. And I can pause that and not get any leads for the month or two and go from there.
Yes. If in that event you call and you say, I need to put it on a hold, call us 3 business days before the next billing. We'll put it on hold for you if you're going to be out for a month, 2 months, or 3 months. So you're not going to be getting any calls, right? It's like we're not servicing it, but you're not paying for it, and you're not losing your position. So this way you just call us when you're ready to turn it back on, and then you pay the month. Okay?
I appreciate that. I like that.
Of course. It is. It is.
I got a family that lives in other states. I go on month-long vacations.
How exciting. Lucky you.
I
think I'm in the wrong industry then. I'm just playing.
Take that time off sometimes. You just
right?
Got to go.
You have to. So like I said, just please make sure that you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges, okay? Remember, if you're going to change the card, call 3 business days before the next billing so we can update the system with the new card so we're not charging the other one, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. But before I do that, I want to clarify something with you. The Demanda drone is PIN verified at 2735 Mount Reed Boulevard.
Okay, it is PIN that. So how do I unpin that?
Well, you don't want that removed on Google, do you?
We're not. So that company has took another turn. We're at MCC now teaching classes. So I'm not
okay.
even taking service calls off of Google anymore from it. And I haven't in a year, actually, almost 2 years.
Let me ask my manager something really quick. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Amy?
Yeah.
I have a quick question. So he's got his drone business PIN verified at his home address. But it's not really even going on right now because he has other stuff. But we want to pin him, his business, at his home address.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to flag it?
But he already has one at his own home address?
Yeah.
But the company's not even running anymore. Can I call Google and unpin it?
Can he call Google to unpin it?
And say, I'm opening up a new... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And have them handle it on our end? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the notes. I'm going to be very specific on the notes to letting them know that that business isn't even active right now and
yeah.
that you want this business in that place. Okay?
Yeah.
So that way we can handle it on our end and we'll see what steps we need to take with that. Okay?
That's perfect. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll notate
it. Business and it started off as an aerial photography company, you know, taking pictures for Howard Hanna and the realtor companies. And I ended up buying a thermal drone, and it ended up going into the commercial side of things. And now we teach a class at MCC every day, so we don't even use it for that.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll notate it in there that that business is not even operating anymore, and you want this business verified with that address. So if we can kind of just dissolve that one.
And then I'll call email people as well.
Yeah, and they'll know how to address it. Our technicians are really good about that. So there might just be a couple little steps, but they'll help you deal with that.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
All right, so you're going to be receiving a receipt both to your email, and it's going to be sent to you in a text message as well. We'll go over that in a minute. Now, I do want to schedule your client interview. How does your schedule look for Tuesday for your client interview?
How late are you guys open? So it's going to be Tuesday afternoon, like later?
Yeah, the latest appointments that I'm looking at right now for Tuesday. So let me tell you what I have for Tuesday, which mornings I don't think are going to work very well for you, right?
Oh, I'm gone every morning at 6:30.
Yeah. The latest one I have right now is showing, let me see. I think I actually have one 5 to 6. You want that one?
Perfect.
Okay.
Get home, get online, take my suit off, open up the laptop, and just go at it.
Right. Now, in that client interview, we block out an hour, so they're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, Clark. If for some reason you need 10 more minutes, just answer the phone and tell them, can you call me back in 10 minutes? I want you to get through that client interview. The sooner the better, because that's the fastest we're moving from that client interview. Faster you get through that, the quicker we're moving, okay? So let me send you that calendar invite. Now, an hour before your client interview, they're going to send you a friendly reminder letting you know that it's coming up, okay?
Perfect.
So we'll send you that reminder. And then now if you take a look, I know you've gotten a lot of text messages and emails, okay? It would be the one that comes after your welcome message or email. It's going to say initial invoice on it.
Okay, welcome, questions, send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
That one, I want you to open up that one.
Okay, we're on it.
Okay, and it'll say, Dear Clark,
It says, local/terms of experience, services,
yes.
Google.
Oh, you're already there. Wow, you're already moving ahead of me. Okay,
right.
So this is your terms of experience, everything that we send to you in writing, okay? Go all the way down to the very bottom. You're going to see a signature box. Before you type in your name, okay, there's a little box right above it to the left. I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct. You're going to just click on the little box because you're saying that, yes, it is your name on the card.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
now, your name, don't put periods. Just Clark A., your last name, and then JR. Don't put periods.
Okay.
Clark A. And then
Junior.
Clark A. How do you pronounce your last name again?
Veely.
Veely. Okay.
Perfect.
It's funny. They always tear up my brother-in-law's last name. His last name is Mercica, and they always jack it up all the time. Mercica, America. I don't know where you got America from. There's no A at the beginning. Okay, and then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, let me know. You should see something coming up asking you for username and password.
And password. Oh, wait.
You see
what,
it?
What just happened? I just went to, it went
You're
to
good.
Another screen.
Yes, it's asking you for username and password, right?
Yep.
Perfect. I wanted you to see this. We don't have your username or password yet because we're going to send that to you within 5 to 7 days. This is where you would go in to view your reports and track your success with us, okay? That's why I want you to watch that video. I wanted you to see this, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, anytime your payments go through, we're going to send you receipts for your tax purposes. You know you got to save all that for a tax write-off, right?
Absolutely, yep.
All marketing. Okay, perfect. Now, I also want to go over some notes with you. Let's go over some of the basic services, and then when you have your client interview, they're going to go over more in detail with you. So what are some of the services? I know if I look back at my notes, what we had talked about was tankless and regular hot water. Let's see. Bathroom remodels, gas lines. What do you want me to notate on here?
Water spigots, water faucets.
Uh-huh.
Shower heads, shower faucets, sinks.
Uh-huh.
Dishwashers, garbage disposals.
Uh-huh.
What else? You got hot water tank, you got gas
yes.
line.
Hot water tank, gas line.
I want to do, how about sewer replacement?
Sewer replacement, okay.
That's to replace the line from the street to the house. And also
yes.
water service replacement.
Okay.
And then gas services and gas lines, same thing, from the street to the house. That I've done my whole life with my father.
Yeah, awesome. And this is residential and commercial, Clark, or just residential for now?
No, residential, commercial, and industrial.
Okay, perfect. Now, they're going to go over more in detail with you. So if there's any other ones you want to add in there, you can do that at that time. You can change them at any time. It's not going to cost you anything, okay?
Thank you.
It doesn't cost you more. And then what are your hours of operation?
So I normally do 24/7, but I charge extra money for
okay.
the time from my normal hours are 8 to 5 o'clock, and then any time before that or after that is a little bit more money depending on the call.
Okay, so do you want me to put like Monday through Friday 8 to 5, or what do you want me to notate, or just 24/7?
I could take the calls whenever. It doesn't mean I got to go do it right then. Do you know what I'm saying? So sometimes if you're
right.
not open 24/7, you miss out on the call. So
okay. So we'll keep it 24/7. Yeah.
Do you know, you get a lot more calls like that. Most people don't want you to come at 1 in the morning and fix it, but
yeah.
come back at
30. But then again, you never know. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if they're okay with paying a little bit extra, I'll get my butt up and go right there. So I'll just
yeah, you're like, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Have the coffee ready. Okay, you got it. Now, as far as your areas that we're going to be targeting, do you want to do within a mile radius? Do you want to name some of the areas you want to specifically target?
Yeah, I want to do Fairport.
Fairport, okay.
East Rochester.
Okay.
Brighton.
Brighton, okay.
Mendon.
Okay, Mendon, uh-huh.
Irondequoit,
okay.
Hilton. Henrietta. Gates.
Greece.
Fairport, Rochester, Gates, Greece. Webster,
uh-huh.
Ontario.
Uh-huh.
These are all within a half an hour, minutes from my house.
Okay.
Geneseo. Don't put Geneseo. I'll put Brockport before Geneseo. Yeah, Brockport.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And Hamlin.
Okay.
No city calls.
Do you prefer the method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, and emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three is fine. That's okay because sometimes I'm staring at my emails. Sometimes I'm staring at my texts.
Right. And then I know you're licensed and insured, not that it's a requirement. I just always like to notate it there. What forms of payments do you accept?
Cash, card, check, and Zelle,
uh-huh.
Cash App,
uh-huh.
Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, cash, check. I got the credit card reader. I just don't take Bitcoin.
What about PayPal? Do you take PayPal?
You know what? I don't have a PayPal account, so no. I don't have a
okay.
PayPal account.
Well, you just about take them all.
Yeah. Should I get a PayPal? Do a lot of people pay through PayPal through this?
I don't know. A lot of businesses do. Some of them don't. I mean, typically nowadays, everybody's using all these other ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever's convenient.
I thought.
Yeah, you do. There's like
yeah,
a percentage
like,
that they charge.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh.
why people stop using it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is awesome. So I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And I want to thank you, Clark, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you. Super excited. So I have notated, as far as with the business address, you want this business PIN verified there. So we need to have them address that.
I will call Google and work on that. I haven't had a call or nothing to this address for that business in years. I opened it 7 years ago, and about 5 years ago, we stopped using it. So we should be all set. It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. No worries. I have notated it, so that way they can also address that. And then, yeah, I mean, we're good. Other than that, don't forget that your client interview is going to be on Tuesday, okay, which is the 6th. Between 5 and 6 o'clock, they're going to call you from that 877 number. So just make sure to answer, you know, all calls within that hour, okay? And we'll send you that reminder an hour before, all right?
Okay.
It was such a pleasure speaking with you. I really want to thank you for your time. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I hope you get a little bit of rest.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Clark. Have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.